Okay, five words for Parshas Vayishlach, Tavshin Ayin, Ches. Our learning should be in Tzchusufur Shemef, Rivka Gold, Bas Yehudas, Rofzer, Berivka Basi, Aramazatov, Bas Elian, Pesach Shor Chol Yisrael. It's also the Yotzer of the Mitla Rebbe, also a great Tzaddik, Rabbi Lazer Geldzahler, which we'll get to one of our vorts. Here we go, first vort. We've said this before, but it's such a good vort, we have to say it again. The first idea comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz. Divrei Yisrael, we have the schus to be able to learn on Thursday nights. The Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tes, Yaakov has a plan, and his plan is to separate his camp. Esav comes and strikes down one camp. At least they'll have another camp that'll be left over. So Divrei Yisrael wants to know, what's a deeper message in this idea? Because we know that the Zohar tells us that Esav is a reference to the Yitzhara. When Esav comes to hit us, at least we'll have one left over. So he quotes his great grandfather, his grandfather, Yechezkel of Kushmir, Zechus Yogan Aleinu, who says that, you know, when what does it mean that Esav's going to hit one camp? It means when a person's going to sin to his Yitzhara, Hanisha Lefleita, don't get ba'atzus, don't get sad, don't give up, don't get everything now and then go into a world spin and think bad things about yourself. You have to get up and you have to learn from your mistake, but move on. He brings down like a mushel when someone who owns a store and he sees like these five robbers outside. So what do? He sees that the store owner is the only guy in the store. So he sends in the guy to take one thing and he starts running. What does he want you to do? The whole chevra wants you to run after him so they can get the rest of the store. He says that when a Jew gets ba'atzus, a Jew gets sad after he sins, it's like you're running after that one guy and then you're letting all the rest of the robbers come in. He says, a person messes up. He beat you. Stay strong, stand tall, don't give up, learn from your mistakes, and go and grow on from that. Beautiful idea from the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz. Beautiful. Moving on to our second idea. The second idea comes to us from the Baal Hilula, Rav Lazer Geldzahler, the Rosh Hashiva of Ol Yisrael. One of the best books that I've ever bought was Rav Lazer. You can get it for like $15, $20. The Life and Legacy of Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler by Rabbi Yisrael Besser. Every story there is a gem. So in the Sefer called Torah Eliezer, they put out letters from Rav Lazer Geldzahler. He writes on page 261 the following. He says, you know, if you look in the Parsha, in the Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei, the Pasuk says, Vayivasu Yaakov Avadu Vayavik Ishimar Alosu Shachar. Yaakov was left alone, and he was wrestling with, we know, with Rashi says that he was wrestling with the Malach of Esav, with the angel of Esav. So, the Rav Geldzahler says he heard a pshat once, how does Rashi know that here, it's Ish refers to Malach of Esav, and if you look in Parshas Vayeshev, look in Parshas Vayeshev in next week's Parsha in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Tezvav, and Yosef's going to look for his brothers. It says Vayimsayu Ish Vihine Toa Basada Vayishaleo Ish Demamat Vakish. Right, and the man asks him, "Who are you? How can I help you? Who are you looking for?" Rashi famously tells us, and he quotes the Medrash Tanhuma that Ze Gavriel. This is Malach Gavriel. How does Rashi know that one is Malach of Esav, the one who says that I don't have time for you, I don't want to give you a bracha, I have to go bless, I have to go daven to Hashem, and in the Yeshiv it's referring to Gavriel. He says, okay, but besides the Medrash telling me, so what's the deeper idea? He says that a Jew, a Yid's essence, is to help other Jews, is to help every person. He says, how do you know that it was a Malach Esav over here? Because Yaakov asked to bless him. And had Rashi know that it was a Sar of Shul Esav, that because at the end of the day, the Malach of Esav doesn't even have time to help another person out, even in Ruchnius. But a Jew's essence, what does Gavriel do? Malach Gavriel, he's a godly angel. What does he do? He seeks out. How can I help you? Where are you going, Yosef? Where are you looking for your brothers? This and that. A Jew's essence is to be able to help, to give. But Esav Arasha, he's only looking for himself. The Malach of Esav, and even when it comes to spirituality and to Ruchnius, he doesn't have time to be able to bless Yaakov. A beautiful idea. To be able to make sure that when it comes to everything in life, we always have to make time for everyone, no matter who they are, what they are, what they're asking for, to try to do our best, and to show everyone care and sensitivity. A beautiful idea from Rabbi Lazer Geldzahler, Zuchus Yogan Aleinu, on his yahrzeit tonight. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us in the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. It's such a beautiful idea, and something we've probably heard of, but I think it bears repeating again. So Esav's trying to get Yaakov to come with him, and the Pasuk says in Lamed Gimel, Paraklam Megimel, Psukim Testi Yod Aleph, Yomer Yaakov, Ana, Nesicha Menachal, go on your way, don't worry, I'm going to be okay. Yeshli Rav, Yeshli. So Pasuk says right over here, Excuse me, it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yishli Kol, I have everything that I need, I have everything. The Chavetz Chaim says, so pashut. He says, Esav says, Yishli Rav. It means I have a lot. Yaakov says, Yishli Kol, I have what I need, I have everything that I need. Says, that's a Jew's job in his life. So at the end of the day, we're not here to be poor, obviously, but a person has to be able to understand. We have to be satisfied with what we have, right? Ezu Asher Sameach Bechalko. Says, what's the difference between the way Esav talks with Yaakov talks? Esav says, Yishli Rav, meaning I always want more. Right? He has one money, I wrote some assign, but Yaakov says, Yishli Kol. Even though what I have, I'm stopping with what I have. Right? Ezu Asher Sameach Bechalko. Someone who is rich, someone that is happy with what he has. Rav Meir Goldwicht actually quotes from his father, Rosh Hashiva of Karen B'Yavna, says, well, you know what it means? Ezu Asher Sameach Bechalko. Does it not just mean what happens with you, what you have? Ezu Asher Sameach Bechalko. Who is rich? Sameach Bechalko. You're happy with what your friend has and what you don't have. Beautiful insight, Rav Goldwicht. That's what the real Ezu Asher. I mean, yeah, right? You're happy with what you're right? Ezu Asher Sameach Bechalko. You're happy with what his portion, with your friend's portion. The Chofetz Chaim says, no, Yesh Lav Yesh Likol. It's the mentality of life. And the Asher says, that only refers to Gashmias, but to Ruchnias, we always have to want more. Right? And he says that we say this on Aleinu every day, Bashamayim Ma'al V'Alaretz Mitachas. Bashamayim, when it comes to spiritual things, Mimal. We always want more, we always have to go for the greater things. But V'Alaretz, when it comes to Gashmias, when it comes to money and cars and houses and this and that and clothes, this and that, Mitachas, you don't have to get the best thing in the world. Relax, it's going to be all day. It's going to be okay. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Bnei Yisachar. Not in the Igor Dekala, but according to the Svarm in the Igor Dekala. Lama Gimel Yuches. So the Pasuk says, Lama Gimel Yuches, that Yaakov gets to. So the Pasuk says, that Yavo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem Ashab Eretz Kanan Bavo Mipadon Rava Yichon Espanea Ir. Alright, Yaakov came to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, and he came before the city. So Rashi says he was shalom begufo, his body was fully intact, that he was cured from his limp. Shalom the mamono, he was full from his money, that he didn't lose anything that he got from Esav. Shalom b'taroso, everything that he learned in Shema Aver, he was in full. That's the Gemara in Shabbos on the Gemara Med Beis. However, the Bnei Yisachar says that the word shalom also could actually mean something else. Shalom could stand for three things. Says the Bnei Yisachar that shalom could stand for shin. The shin stands for shame. The lamed stands for lashon. And the mem stands for malbush. Shame is the names. Lashon is the language. Malbush is your clothes. So to show you that when a Jew has these three, he's completely shalem, right? The things that we didn't change in Mitzrayim were our names, our language, our dress. And so says the Bnei Yisachar, you want to make sure that a Jew never changes. You keep your name strong. You keep your language, and you keep your clothing. And that's the word. The O'ara even quotes the Bnei Yisachar saying, and even after 20 years, after he left the Beis Lavan, right? The whole Shechem story happened 20 years after Beis Lavan, he was still very much intact. Beautiful idea from the Bnei Yisachar. Finally, for the fifth and final idea, there's a beautiful idea quote from the Sefer Ola Aryeh, which we've quoted in the past few weeks, of Aryeh Lev Katz of Brooklyn, Shlita. And the Rabbi Lavi Greenspan, Shlita, gave me as a gift, Baruch Hashem, thank you to him. So the Pasuk says, in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Ches, V'tamas Devor Menekes Rivka, cover me tachas beis el tachas ha'olam yikar shema alon bochus. Devorah, the wet nurse of Rebecca, died, and she was buried below beis el. Rashi quotes famously that not only did Devorah die here, but Yaakov was informed that a second cause of mourning here, shehuga lo al yisol shemesa. It was told to him that his mother died. But at the end of the day, l'fish alimas yom yisa, since they conceal the day of her death, they buried her at night. The people shouldn't say that this womb that they made in Esav should be publicized. But the Ola Aryeh has a different message of why Dafka they buried Rivka at night. He says that the Medrash says in Yalgut Shimoni Lamedalad, why is it, the Medrash really asks, not only did she bury him, right, but why doesn't the Torah really explicitly say when Rivka died? Why is it this hidden way when Devorah died? Oh, by the way, Rashi says that this is when Rivka died too. So the Medrash says an amazing thing. The Medrash says that they wanted to be careful but to honor Rivka's kavod. Why? Because we know when it comes to burial, when it comes to buryings, at the holy tzaddikas, the one of the imahos, or to anyone, to show the proper kavod. But Avram already died. Yitzchak was already blind. He couldn't go out. Yaakov was in Padan Aram. He wasn't there. Who was the only person that was going to be able to give kavod to Rivka? It was Esav HaRasha. Says the Medrash that the brios, everyone would have said, look who's going out to give kavod to Rivka. What a bizayon, it's just Esav. That's why they brought her out at night. They didn't bring her out at night. Rashi, that's what Rashi's first shot is, because they didn't want people to say, look at the womb that Esav, that gave life to Esav, that's why they buried her at night. He says, no, the whole Olam didn't want the world to say, like, look, the only person that's giving cover to Rivka, the only chashev person is Dafka. Esav. Like, Dafka did it at night. I think it's a tremendous message. This is really my own vort of when it comes to tzaddikim, before their life or after their life, how much honor, how much cover we have to be able to give to them. Before their life, even when they're, especially when they're alive, but even after their life, that's what Yahrzeit said is. When you give honor, when you talk about a tzaddik, when you talk about Rav Lezer Gelzala, who's a tzaddik, mamish kamo, every little story about him is so incredible, just a short story for 10 seconds, you mamish give cover to them. 10-second story about Rav Lezer, and then we'll review. That is one of his kids' chasnas. He gets out after the chuppah, and there's a picture of him talking right after the chuppah. He's on his phone. And they asked Rav Lezer, what was so important that after your son or your daughter's call, I forgot which one, you had to make a phone call? You know what he said? He said, you know, I have a yeshiva, and there's one of the bachurim who's, unfortunately, he's having a hard time having shidduchim problems. He's having some shidduchim issues. Says Rav Lezer, I wanted to call him after, and I wanted to tell him that even though it was my daughter, it was my child's chasna, I wanted to tell him that I am very much dominant for him, and I am very much had in mind. What an incredible maisa that a person at his own kid's chasna's care, he's thinking about someone else. He's thinking about his student. So let's just review these five ideas. The first idea is from the Divrei Yisrael, quotes from Yechezkel of Kashmir. When Esav comes to hit on one camp, Nishra Fleito, you don't get down. When you sin, you mess up. You stand strong, you move on. Besimcha, you learn from it. Rav Lezer Gelzal, the second idea, how does Rashi know that Ish over here refers to Esav, but Ish by Yosef, and next week Parsha refers to Gavriel? Because that when it comes to helping other people, where a malach of Hashem, a Jew is always looking to help other people. But Esav doesn't even have time to bless. He doesn't have time for ruchnius. How much more, the messenger says of Gelzal, we have to make sure to show sensitivity and care to every person we meet. Third idea, the Chavetz Chaim says, what does it mean that he came? Chavetz Chaim says, that Yaakov says, Yesh li kol, and Esav says, Yesh li rav, because a person has to live in his life that he feels like he's happy with what he has. He has a card to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the days of Chanukah. He's giving a hodah, right? They're called Yimei Hodah, Lohodos Lahalo. Rav Hunter says hodah comes from the number of moda, to admit. Because when your person is truly thankful, you admit you couldn't do it without the bonus from Yaakov. Is truly thankful that he's happy with what he has, right? Bashamayim imav aratz mitachas. Ashok says, when it comes to Gashmias, you have mitachas. Bashamayim imav. We always go for the greatness. Aratz mitachas. The Gashmias, okay, it doesn't have to be so great. The fourth idea is the reason when Yaakov came to Shalim. He came fully to Shechem. Shalim stands for Shem, Lashon, and Malbush, names, languages, and clothing. He came, make sure that there was, even 20 years after, he was still strong in those things. Finally, the fifth idea, why did Dafka, does the Torah hide about Rivka's death? Because there's a Medrash, Yaakov Shimoni, because they didn't want to make a bizon to Rivka, that only Esav was the one there, because Yaakov's family wasn't back. So the message is, I think, to be able to give cover to tzaddikim, to the tzaddikim in the lifetime, especially after the lifetime. And when we do that, the tzaddik and the tzaddik is meant so for us. We should be zochem et Hashem. When we fall, never give up. To learn from our mistakes. B'simcha. Don't give in to atzos, because then you're letting all the rest of the robbers come in. Be able to care about every single person, to make sure we stand strong, and we're happy that we have Sameach b'chalko. But also, as Rav Meir Golak quoted from his father, Ezer Asher Sameach b'chalko, he's happy that your friend has as well. To be strong in our names, in our language, in our clothing, and to make sure to get proper cover to tzaddikim in their lifetime, and also after their lifetime. Shkoich.